Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed, appearing live.
New intro, let's go.
Man, Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the host, L Bug, my man T-Row. Joel, the G was popping, baby. Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching. Sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Row, no other option. The streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Row from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. It's GME, the gold mine music empire. The streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah, streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Row, Joel's the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the finesse, people. Go my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
Woo, wait. The new intro, it's on fire, man. Shout out to Finesse, man. GME, man. Goldmine Music in the Empire, man. What the deal, bro? We had a lot of games. NFL preseason. It kicked off yesterday officially. Your boy Johnny Manziel, he done lawyered up. Man, it's a lot going on out here. What the deal, bro?
What's up with you, Big Pepper? It's Freestyle Friday. You know what it is, man. Big shout out to Finesse for the intro, man. It's got to go down. Got to crack it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of football jumping off, man. And I was impressed with a lot of teams. I'm not, you know, it's preseason, but the youngsters who are trying to make that 54-man roster really impressing me. You know, so, yeah, big ups to football being back. Still kind of upset with Roger Goodell, but we're going to leave that on another note. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, football is back, baby. I got that fever, you know what I'm saying? And in a couple more weeks, we'll have college jumping off. So it's going to be a big deal, you know, with the preseason. We all know that it's here. The fever is back. It might be hot, but don't worry about it. Football here to take us over the hump. What's good with you on this Freestyle Friday? Juelz, I see you, baby.
Big up to the big homie, man. Juelz the G. Got with Juelz over the weekend, man. He should be back, man. But, you know, people been hollering in the street, man. You know, they've been giving me a hard time, been hollering about, you know, congratulations to the Browns yesterday. You know, they won 27-19. Big up to the city. I know, you know, they think that, you know, because, you know, they won, it's on the rise. But remember, these games don't count.
Don't get excited.
I'm concerned. Actually, I watched the game yesterday. Wheaton, he went 10 for 13, 112 yards, a touchdown. But they can sit here and play possum with me if they want to. We're just holding out Trent Richardson for the season, and, you know, we're just taking precaution. I hope he's not B.O.B., bro. I hope he's not B.O.B. A bag of bones.
There you go. Don't call him out so soon, man.
I'm just saying, I want to see him in the lineup. I understand they're holding him out, but you're not Peyton Manning. You're not Adrian Peterson as far as coming back from career-ending injuries. I don't know why you couldn't lace him up. But, you know, I understand. Sam Bradford looked good yesterday too, Ro.
Oh, yes, he did. Very impressive.
5 for 8, 102 yards and a touchdown. Big up. Let me ask you this question. You was watching the game. What were you impressed with the numbers that Wheaton put up, though? I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm going to give it up to Cleveland. They were very impressive yesterday. A lot of good young talent out there. And if Wheaton can hold on and stay upright, yeah, you guys will be all right. That's what I believe. It was a lot of good things. The play calling was correct. Everybody was doing what they needed to do. And it looked like you guys were ready. You know, like you mentioned, though, you know, the preseason really doesn't matter. But for those that are trying to make that 54-man roster, you can see who's out there really trying to do their thing, which is a great thing. So, Cleveland, big ups to you. That's one, you know, hopefully you can, you know, with this one win, continue to do good things in the preseason. And then, you know, help it carry over, hope that it carry over into the regular season. So, you know, you look good yesterday. Hopefully next week you'll look even better and, you know, keep the thing going. But I was impressed. Brandon Wheaton, man. What was Brandon Wheaton's stats again? He was what, 10 for 13, 119, 120 yards, touchdown?
112 to be exact.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, that's pretty good. It might have been, you know, dink and dunk passes, got lucky on one. But you know what it is, it counts. And those are impressive numbers. And that was just in 2, 3, 4 series. And, you know, we'll see what happens when it really matters. Let me ask you this. Why wasn't Trent Richardson playing? Is he nursing a hamstring, a knee, a thigh? What's going on with your boy Trent Richardson? I was expecting him to play last night.
Well, the streets is talking. And you know when the streets is talking, it's like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening, babe. From what I'm hearing, he's nursing a shin injury that's been nagging him for a while. And they just want to hold him back until he heals 100%. That's the word that I'm getting in the streets of Cleveland. You know, I got some people out there, so they're actually, you know, telling me that, you know, Trent is okay. They're lying to me, but hey.
You know what I mean? Let's move on. It was a couple of other games. Were you impressed with Baltimore scoring 44 points yesterday?
I was impressed, but like I said, it was preseason. Flacco threw a pick. I think he held the rock a little bit long on that play that I did see. But he's walking with a little swag. I see some swag in Joey Cool. He ain't Fluco no more. He's flappable. Joe Flappable, baby. Joe Cool. I think that Joe is going to be all right if the boy in the backfield, Ray Running Rice, if he can stay healthy, he's very dynamic out there. You know, that could be a safety blanket right now while Pitt is gone for the season and until maybe Dennis Dixon can get back. But the defense with the new additions, they look cool, man.
Right.
Will they break the streak this year? We will see. I was kind of seeing how the defense was going to look and how the secondary was going to look, but – it really bends to tell me about Josh Freeman.
Right. Right. You know, Josh Freeman, you know, granted he didn't get, you know, more than 2 series last night, but, you know, you got to do a better job of controlling your team and making sure that everything is on point. You've had, you know, a numerous amount of practices and everything should be running a little bit tighter than what Tampa Bay showed yesterday. But, I think they may be one of the teams that get it together and get it right, you know what I mean, a little bit later. So they're not a bad team. They just have to make sure that their offense is connecting and doing the things that the new coach wants them to do. And if they can buy into the new coach's system, I believe they'll be all right.
I know their defense is going to be pretty good, but it's just that offense. I'm concerned. You got a great running back. You got a great receiver in Vincent Jackson. And you got, you know, Clark going across the middle here and there. So you got some pieces. Now it's on the quarterback, and he's in a contract year. You know what happens when guys are in a contract year.
Get sniped. Street.
347-855-8896. If you want to get with us online, www.blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box. Streets is talking with a zero that ain't a typo. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Oh!
Hey, we had another good game on last night, you know, between Washington and Tennessee, which was pretty much a nail biter for a preseason game. But it's your boy Chris Johnson back. I saw him shake and break ankles yesterday and then just decided to hit that 4-1 speed and just run down the middle of the field as if nobody could catch it. Is he back? Is he going to do some things?
The streets is talking, baby. And, you know, he was talking, saying that he's better than Adrian Peterson.
Man, watch your mouth.
So I think he's on a mission this year to get back in the talks, say that he's the better back. He wants to be in the same breath mention. He wants us arguing in the streets if he's better than Adrian Peterson. I don't think so, but that's what he needs to do. Hit the hole, and you notice the run was in between the hashes. He wasn't out there by the numbers. He didn't try to get outside. He stayed in, followed his block, put a shake move on, and it was to the house. I was just upset he didn't do his touchdown dance, man. I guess the priest needs to go. He didn't do the dance, man.
You want something too early. Just wait. He got it coming.
Man. But let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. Were you impressed with Cousins? He went 6-for-7 for 52 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, that boy Kirk Cousins is cut for the right backup position. You know what I mean? You need a quarterback like that guy who has a quarterback IQ as high as his, because when your main guy goes down, you definitely need a guy like Kirk Cousins that can come in and do the things that he did. And, you know, he only played one series last night, did what he did. And, you know, I must tell you, I was impressed. And, you know, thank God Mike Shanahan has that type of quarterback, because he's not so different than Robert Griffin III as far as passing goes. So, but he still can do the running plays if necessary, but not as fast, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's kind of tricky having a Robert Griffin III as your starter and then having a quarterback like Kirk Cousins coming in. Oh man, that's awesome to have. You know what I mean? Any coach would be, you know, very over the top to have quarterbacks as such as RG3 and a Kirk Cousins to back him up. So, you know, it's just, I mean, that's what you call having your ice cream and eating your cake with it. You know what I mean?
I think Kurt might say a great cousin. I think that he's auditioning for other teams. I think he wants to be a starter in this league. I think that he's really putting in the work to try to show the other 31 teams, hey, you know, I can start for you. I think he can start for a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think if Andy Dalton went down in Cincinnati, he can take over and start for them. I think he's quality.
What?
I know. He's from TCU.
I'm just saying. Andy Dalton ain't no punk.
Listen to this. Andy is good, but I think Kurt is better.
Oh, you heard it here first. That's a good one. But I don't think so. I give it up to you on that, but I don't know about that one, El Boogie. I'm going to check your cup, Pippin.
Streets is talking. And last but not least, the Seahawks and the Chargers. How did Manti Te'o look to you, Ro?
I must say, you know, I couldn't expect anything less. You know what I mean? He looks like an NFL player. Once you get out there and starts running around, you forget about his number and you just see a guy out there making plays. So as far as Manti Te'o being the linebacker that he was and playing football and things like that, you know, I think this is where he can relieve some of that stress, you know, get it going again and just let football do the talking for him. There were a couple of tackles that he missed, got juked out. But, you know, as a rookie, there are things that you have to learn. And what other way to learn it than being on the field and figuring it out early in preseason? So I think he's going to be all right. I think, I don't know for sure, but, you know, the way the team has, you know, accepted him on the squad, and, you know, let bygones be bygones for whatever the situation was that he had, you know, it looks like he's ready to play football and get it, you know, just get the season on. So we'll see what he can do. He looked pretty good, just looked like a regular football player, you know, and hopefully things will get better for him. But, you know, Seattle, man, them boys are just hard, and they just look like they're going to do it all over again. And who impressed me more in that game, I must say, would have been Tavares Jackson. I mean, this guy, you know, he's been over there before, but he was really doing his thing yesterday. So Seattle is another team. Pete Carroll, congratulations. You got, you know, your quarterback situation solved. You got, you know, Russell to start, and then you got, you know, Tavares Jackson coming in off the bench. So it's similar to what's going on down there in Washington, and it's going to be exciting to see. So, yeah, Seattle just looks like they're ready to do the things they did last year.
Man, Titeo, the jury is still out. I don't know if you're going to catfish me or not, man. I hope you be solid. You know, I don't know what the kid's going to bring. Hopefully he's just solid. But I was happy that my man Phillip didn't throw an interception or didn't fumble the ball. I mean, it's just that bad right now for Phillip Rivers, man. It's like a flowing river when he throws the ball, man. I'm telling you, it's water for everybody.
You got an opportunity when he begins to do his thing, huh?
Man, so I think they're going to try to just cut down on that, manage the game. And it's a lot of first-year coaches, and they're trying to, you know, implement or put their footprint or their fingerprint on their team. I'm going to say their heartbeat, bro. And it's very interesting.
All
you
right.
know, when we, you know, before we go to the break, you know, Plexico Burris, big up to you, Plex. It could be over. He tore his rotator cuff in practice. He out for the season. He's 36 years old. Will he land a job next year, bro? Is it over? Is he hanging the cleats up?
Man, I'm going to have to say, you got to, Pippen. Plexico, you just shot yourself in the leg. That was a lower body injury. Now you done tore your rotator cuff. That's your upper body injury. We got to call you out, man. Go on and hang up your shoes.
Man, when we come back, we're going to holler about Michael Vick. He just finished up. We're going to holler about critique him for the day. Man, don't forget, it's Freestyle Friday. And, of course, we're going to get into the asylum with the caller. It's Freestyle Friday. Jewel to G. T-Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. The streets is talking. The UGK of the sports world. Oh, let's go.
That's his Zodiac fine. I don't give a fuck. If you rep them dollar signs, go and put them up. Fuck that, I buck back. See, I buck first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that. I real estate, I trump that. Y'all be where them chumps at. Y'all be where them punks at. I be where them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps at. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face and shape, I been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Y'all from left, rap city, bitch.
My chopper go tied out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money. Bling, tied out. Money. Ratchet, tap, tied out. My chopper go tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like tied out. Bitch. First name, I love this. So love this money is my motherfucking government.
No.
Test me, Shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long camera. Her ass like tie that, give me that hoe. And chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes as a weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small. Small like pee hole. Chopper on my back seat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there,
right there.
Leave you right there. Lead the same tall nigga with long hair.
My chop goes head out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tat out. My money like tat out. Bling, tat out. Money. Bling, tat out. Money. Rat, tat, 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 tat out. My chop goes tat out. Her ass like tat out. My money like tat out. My car like tat out. Bling, tat out. Bling, tat out. Money. Rat, tat, 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 tat out.
If you ain't talking dollars, I ain't tryna holler. Push been on this rap shit. Fucking with them guallas. Fucking with them essays. Filling up them chargers. Gas ain't in them gas tanks. Them shit's filled with powder. Caskets for you cowards. Bang out, let it ring out. Call my chopper Method Man. No way it bring that pain out. Rah! You heard that. Ain't no way to swerve that. Bullet flip you on your ass. That chopper push that curb back. Yeah. Fucking around with the wrong one. Yeah.
Ooh, we back. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we the UGK of the sports world. Ta-da. Come on, man. That's my man Nori with Frenchie Montana, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz. Man, I got T-Row and Juelz the G, baby. We in the asylum as usual, giving you the roundup of the sports world. Hey, Ro.
What's the deal, baby?
You know, in Philly, it's a lot going on up there, man. It's a lot going on up there. And you know, also, Tiger played 2 rounds today.
Ah, Tiger. Do we have to talk about Tiger?
You know, we got to talk about Tiger, man. This is just popping. It's the sports world. That's what's hot. That's what's happening.
Man, it's a major. We already know what this guy gonna do, and he already showing us even early. So we haven't even made it to Saturday or Sunday, and the numbers that you keep giving up on the stat on for him having on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm really not enthused about what's gonna happen tomorrow or Sunday, because if he shoots a +6. On Saturdays, that's going to put him at a +7 because he's already at a +1 right now. And if he shoots anything on Sunday of a +22, we really in trouble. So he has no shot, man. This is sad. He tied for 38, +1. I mean, we got some other guys, you know, who are out there doing their thing, trying to break records in the majors and all this other stuff, but you know, as far as Tiger, man, there's no need to talk about Tiger. Not during a major, man. We can talk about it during any other time, any other tournament. But as far as a major, no, you convinced me already early during, like, the second tournament when he didn't win the second major this year. So I'm not fooling for I ain't falling for the okey-doke. You know what I mean? So I feel you on it, man. What you think about Tiger? You think he got a chance?
Of course not. I told you. Tiger will not win another major until 2016, the next Summer Olympic. You heard it here first. Say that again. He will not win another championship until 2016. I can't give it to him. Tiger, he needs to go back to, like I said, man, being the old Tiger, hanging out, only getting 2 hours of sleep, getting back comfortable on the green. He's too stale. He's too mechanical. He's not athletic. And I know we might say that in golf. I know that might sound a little off, but it doesn't look smooth. He's thinking too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't see him winning a major, man. It's going to be a while, man. You know what I mean? And you had to tell me. I didn't want to believe that it was gonna take him a longer time to win it. But you know, yeah, it ain't gonna happen no time soon, man. But yeah, what do you think about the guy Jason Duffner? Set a major record, shooting a 63, has the lead 7 under. You think he has a chance to win, even though he had a great outing today? Think he can hold on?
it's going to be tough. Guys are coming. Your Scots, you know, they're coming. Your Fields and Tigers, I don't think they can get there. I know they keep talking about, you know, we close, and Field might be the only one that can come back and do what he do. But I don't think no one's going to catch him. He's out, what, four strokes right now?
Yeah, man, he's back there, man.
So I think that he might hold on, but you know how the golf game go. You shoot two bogeys, and somebody shoots four birdies, you in trouble come Sunday. Then we'll see. Then the streets be talking. Then we'll see if your booty hole got tight.
Yeah, because, you know, it can happen real quick in golf. We done seen plenty of people choke in golf. So, but we'll see what's up with this young cat. Hey, let's switch it back over, man, because, you know, it is football season, and, you know, Philadelphia Eagles playing the New England Patriots, and, you know, I want to know what's up. Does Chip Kelly have does Chip Kelly have the confidence to put your boy Michael Vick on the field week one? Is it Michael Vick's job to lose, or will we be seeing Nick Foles, you know, holding the fort down for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, of course, I'm going to say that Michael Vick is going to be the starter week one. I think he fits the type of quarterback that he's looking for, the athletic ability. And Michael Vick, he does have that. I never did say that he couldn't do that. Because that's what he do. Had a great, you know, two possessions tonight. You know, four for six, 94 yards, one touchdown to DeSean Jackson. So I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying, can he hold up? And then at some point in time, it's not about running the football as a quarterback. You're a quarterback. It's about throwing it downfield with accuracy and getting it to your guys. I hope he can do that. He hasn't done it in the past. His quarterback rate isn't that good over his career. And like I said, he's only had one season, 2006 out of 10, that he's finished and played all 16 games. So am I sold on Michael Vick? No, I'm not. Two reasons. One, because of injury prone, and number two, accuracy. So, you know, but with this offense, it might bring the best out of Michael Vick.
God, man, you're so disrespectful sometimes, man. Don't you be talking about Michael Vick like that. How dare you? He can't throw? Come on, man.
I didn't say he couldn't throw. He can throw the long ball, but I'm talking about a 15-yard dart with a safety coming in. Can you fit it in that window? No, he can't. Not consistently.
Boy, I wish Stephen A was here so he could tell you how disrespectful you being this evening. On this Freestyle Friday, I can't believe you, boy. I'm in your cup this evening. That's twice. I'm like, boy, I'm about to come back there, open that door and see what you got in that cup, man. That boy got that good in that cup. Is that dark or light? Because I need to know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing y'all on that, man, but come on, man. Don't you, come in. Michael Vick can pass the ball. I mean, it might not be as consistent as you want him to be, but come on, man. He can fit it in the windows. You know he can. He just, you know, sometimes it's the receivers. You know, your boy Jason Avant ain't quite the Jason Avant of old. You know, he's been there. He's been on that team from the fourth championship in a row, Philadelphia Eagles. So he ain't really doing what he normally do. And then, you know, you got him breaking down like flies, snipers, just taking them out there in Philly. And then you got somebody who done bumped his head at a country western concert. You know what I mean? So, come on, man. It ain't all on Mike, man. Mike be putting the ball there, man. They just be dropping. They ain't got no hands with these gloves on. He need to take the gloves off. Could be so pretty on the field.
Well, we will see. Because like I said, you know, no disrespect, Mike. I know you want to come get in the asylum and defend yourself. But as the season goes on, you will see
Why I got him on the line, bro. MBG, man. Nothing but garbage.
MBG, L Boogie.
I'm sorry to say it. No Pro Bowl for Mike Vick this year. Like I said, he will be quality, but people want Michael Vick to be that $100 man that we thought he would be. Never manifest to that. Never will. Reason being, I don't care how fast or how – you will get popped. You will get hit. I don't care how gracious and how good you think you can get away and you are. They will find you. Like the feds, they will find – they will hunt you down. You will get hit.
Yeah.
You got to throw the ball. After a while, you got to throw the ball. Ask Randall Cunningham. He starts throwing the ball.
You went way back. Purple and gold.
Ask Steve Young. He starts throwing the ball. Not saying they weren't early on in their career, but they weren't scrambling, running all like that. They ran. They scrambled to get them some space to throw the ball.
Had to get away, huh?
Oh, man. So, as you see, guys like Steve Young got concussed so many times, it's like, hey, I need to slow down. Like the Brand Nubians. Remember that cut? Slow down.
Hey, yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. L Boogie, boy, the asylum is hot, man. You know, we got to take this quick break, man. We come back. Hey, man, we got so many people. Shout out to Sis, you know, who always checking in. Skeeter Mo, we see you, baby. Big Brother Dell, we got you, baby. Hold the line. You know, Big Brother Almighty, we see you. Chinelli, what's the deal, baby? As soon as we come back, we're going to hit this Asylum L Boogie, and we're going to let the people speak. You know what I'm saying? It's Freestyle Friday, baby.
Let's do it. Oh, man, get your cups out. I know y'all got them out there, man. Salute, man. I just had a granddaughter today. Big up. Oh, man. Her name is Brooklyn. Let's go.
In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cush ups. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where it seems so strong and flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, they think they singing me. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. No. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, dead blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Her that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Full of semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no pinfall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We still in this bitch. We still in this bitch. We still in this bitch.
and all my niggas. All these bad bitches, all this free liquor. Surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stun. Low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like selling rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash. Got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a freak set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clip or something faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
We back! The streets is talking, sports talk show, man, with a twist of hip-hop. Man, like I keep saying, we the UGK of the sports world talk. If you don't know what UGK mean, that's the Underground Kings, but I know you do. You know what I mean? We've been hollering about the Browns. You know, we've been hollering about, you know, the Redskins and the Ravens and things like that. Plesko Burris out for the year. We're going to holler about that. And then at the end of the show, got two things want to holler about. What's going real live in the street is Beyonce's new haircut, Ro. You know what I mean? And your boy, a pastor.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Stop talking. What'd you say? Beyonce cut her hair.
She cut her hair.
What?
It's low right now. I've been getting a lot of things on Twitter, a lot of things on his Facebook, and you know it's they going ham about this new haircut, man.
No more Sasha Fierce? I thought she was Sasha Fierce with all that hair. That was a stage name, boy.
Oh, she's still staging. I just think you know it was time. And you know, to be honest, I'm glad she's going natural, man. But listen to this, world. Some of you girls don't need to do it though. A lot of y'all don't need to cut your hair, man.
There you go. Man, you about to get us in trouble, dog. Let's jump into the silent before you get, boy, it's about to blow up. Yo, let's jump into the asylum, man. I know our callers been waiting. We appreciate it, man. So let's hurry up and jump into the asylum and see what's going on, man. Hey, L Boogie, I think we got a first-time caller getting ready to check in with us. You know what I'm saying? So let's check in with him and see what's going on. Hey, caller, this is the Streets is talking with your host, L Boogie and T-Row. What's your name and where calling from? Yo. Hello? Hey, Boogie, I think we got one of your homies on the line named Chinelli. Chinelli, you on the line? Oh. Chinelli may have taken off on us, but we're going to come back to Chinelli. We're going to definitely come back to Chinelli and find out what's going on with it. But I think we got another first-time caller calling in, checking in with us, L Boogie. So we're going to run down the line. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Streets is Talking. This is your boy, T-Ro, and your host, L Boogie. What's the deal? What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This is Casey calling from Cleveland.
Casey. Oh, a female caller, L Boogie. Boy, it pays off, L Boogie. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. That's fam, baby.
Oh,
you know what,
Lynn?
My phone got cut off last week when my phone died when I was talking to you about the Indians.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you see how they just got swept? My heart sank.
That's what I'm saying. Cause though sometimes you gotta leave some things dormant until the playoff time. So we keep talking them up, then you know just keep them under the radar. I think that might have been what it was. We keep them under the radar, and they keep doing good.
I hope so. But I didn't get a chance to watch the pregame yesterday. Can you enlighten me? I know you already talked about it, but I want to know for real, do the Browns got a chance? Because my girl keeps pumping up the Eagles.
But nobody in Cleveland want to represent those Browns except for the hardcore, you know, male fans I see. And Casey, I'll put Casey on that bandwagon too.
Oh,
but
oh,
man, everybody
know,
in Cleveland going something.
You know, our whole family was
bleed
orange and brown. You know that?
Yeah, okay. Well, Casey, let me tell you this, because I know your kinfolk going to be a little biased to you. He gonna let you have it. He's feeling like Stephen A. this evening. I think he talked to Stephen A. this morning when Stephen A. was on First Take. Oh, Stephen A. was on vacation, so I know he talked to Stephen A. this morning. But anyway, Casey, don't be happy with what you saw yesterday. You just have to be content with it, baby girl. It is the preseason, like L Boogie said. We can't get too happy. There are these guys who are trying to make the 54-man roster, so there are going to be some things that look real good, and there are going to be some things that look real bad. So we really got to wait till, you know, after week one, or if I say week four, week five, before we can really see if your team is going to be serious about this season. But don't get it twisted.
Okay.
What I saw yesterday was impressive, and if you guys can continue to do what you did yesterday, you just might be all right. So, you know, keep the hope alive. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Always. The hope is always alive in Cleveland. You ain't never met a diehard fan until you met a Browns fan.
That's what I'm talking about. Even when you go 3-10.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
my
y'all.
Bad. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right, Casey, I love you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, love you too. Keep it up.
No doubt.
That's what's up, L Boogie. What'd you say? Tell a friend, tell a girlfriend, and boy, it didn't reach out to you, cuz. L Boogie, you a bad
man.
Dude. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, but we got that other caller who we tried to check in with first. Back on the line, so let's check in with our first time caller. Hey, yo, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? You're on the line live with L Boogie and T-Ro.
Mr. Nelly, man.
Hello?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, there he is. What's the deal? Welcome to the show, Pimpin. I know you've been listening to the show. Are you a Cleveland Browns fan? Let me ask you that straight off the top.
Yes, I am. Some of my birth certificates.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Hardcore right there. You know what I'm saying? Live and die. That's what I'm talking about. Now, your Browns had the little preseason game yesterday. Were you impressed with what you saw from Brandon Wheaton and the rest of your Cleveland Brown cast?
No. I'm just pleased.
Oh,
I'm pleased. It seems like a better team. I don't get impressed like that. It just looked like a better team. I'm not impressed.
Now I know that there were a couple of pieces of the puzzle missing yesterday due to the fact it's still preseason. Give me your take on what you think the Browns' record could really be this year. You think you guys are a playoff team? Do you think you have what it takes to beat Pittsburgh and Cincinnati to make it to the next level?
Again, this is a much better team than last year. I can already see that. But, you know, my impression, to be impressed, you know, like I said, it's more of an impression. Impressive, you got to have, it's a better team. That's all I can tell you. I think it's a better team than last year. I won't get off in the stands. I'm not going to get too heavy off into that. We have a better team than last year. I can say that.
I feel you. Don't want to talk your team up and then they let you down. Ah, man, yeah, I know all about that too well. Well, let's jump over to, you know, the Washington Redskins, the game that they had against the Tennessee Titans. You know, we saw Chris Johnson break into his little form and have his little, you know, his bust-out performance yesterday. And then we saw the backup, Kirk Cousins, for the Washington Redskins do his thing. What was your thoughts about Chris Johnson, first of all? Do you think he's back? And then what were your thoughts about Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins?
Well, I'm going to say those teams are just coming along. And once again, Cleveland is on my birth certificate. That's the team. And I watched all – I'll tell you like this. I'll put it to you real simple like this. I watched all those games, but the Cleveland game is the only one I've seen.
That's what's up.
Oh,
that's what's up.
spoken truth to it. Street.
So let me ask you this, then. Let me ask you this. This is L Boogie. How you doing, Chanelli? What's the deal, baby pie?
I'm trying to make it, man. How you been?
Oh man, doing pretty good. If the world don't know, you know, Chanelli also he works with the youngins. He's a coach for the football, the Sharks organization. So big up to right. Chanelli and the Sharks. Let me get down to the nitty gritty. The question I want to ask you: what's up with Trent, man? Is he hurt? Is he gonna be all right? What's the deal, man?
Now that's one thing I got a problem with. I know it's something minor, and I guess they're holding him out in reference to, you know, protective measures or whatever. I have a problem with that. But that, I guess, you know, it's a business the way they do the NFL thing, and it's a super, super cautious thing they do. I have a problem with it, though. That's all I can say. I don't like it, you know. I know that whatever wrong with him, you know, he can play. He can play right now, but I guess it's preseason, so I'm not gonna. I ain't gonna mash it too heavy, but I'd have a problem with that. I ain't gonna lie. To you.
Don't mash it too heavy. I feel you. It's just preseason, baby. Wait till about week three, week four, so we can really see what these guys are about. You know, once we get the real 54 man roster, and then we'll see who's really about what when that time comes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Chanelli. Let me ask you, what's your baseball team? You a Cleveland Indian too? You like the Indians?
Once again, Cleveland is on my birth certificate. I got Ohio on the end of it, so.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Can't knock a brother for that. He say I'm all Cleveland, no matter what it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what Kyle repping your city, L Boogie. That's the street.
Ohio, my Buckeyes. I want to know more. I want to hear something about my Buckeyes.
Well, let's talk about the Buckeyes. They currently rank number two. Do you think they have a chance to actually meet up with Alabama in the national championship game? I mean, you know, all the sanctions have been dropped. You guys can go to a bowl. You can go to the major bowl. What's going to happen? Can you run 12-0 again like you did last season?
Best team in the world reside down in Columbus, baby.
You're number two.
That's my
last
team,
time
man.
I checked, which was last Monday.
Oh, man.
Alabama was
number
one.
Oh, man. See.
Listen to this. I'm going to tell you like this. This is what I told a guy one time. He was telling me he was a Dallas fan and Pittsburgh and all them. You know what I'm going to tell you? Like I'm going to tell y'all like I told him. Just start celebrating when Dallas wins something. And see how far you got to go. Before somebody can understand. Because
man.
If Ohio State win it, y'all can go right up the street, baby. I can feel that.
Absolutely. I would be more than impressed if you guys could win it. You know, you got a great coach. You got a great team. You know, and we'll see. But you still, if it all goes down the way it normally does, and you guys have to see Alabama, I hope you're ready. I just hope you're ready.
I don't want to tell you this. Hold on. Alabama. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
See, I'm a college football guy. I know how this thing play out. Alabama got to get through Georgia, buddy.
Let me say this.
Ain't no
Ohio State, as usual, we will see. They have an easy purse off schedule. They don't have too many guys that's going to tempt them in the Big Ten. Let's be honest. It's not that great of a conference this year. But, hey, I hope they do. The only thing that I'm hoping for, let me say this, I just want a close game. I don't want to get blew out. I don't want the Buckeyes to keep getting blew out and keep getting embarrassed, man. You can say Urban Meyer's the coach and all that, but they still got to play the game.
I'm not one that's going to jump over and play crazy, okay? I totally understand where you're coming from. But let me tell you one thing. My Buckeyes is going to be ready, baby.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Street! There you heard it. Chinelli, hey, we appreciate you calling in, man. L Boogie, tell him what to do, man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
That boy being so sweet. That boy, Chinelli. Get at us, man, every Monday and Friday, man. You know what it is. We appreciate the love. And, you know, man, hang on, man. Check out the show. It's Freestyle Friday. Don't go too far. L Boogie, what'd you say? Just let it be a close game?
Just let it be a close game. I'm tired of being from Ohio and I walk in the laugh at me after January, after the new year. Oh, where are you from? Well, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, you guys just got blew out.
Hey, let's go to our last caller before we take this commercial break, man. We're going to bring in another caller, man, ready to holler at the L Boogie. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the Streets of Talking, man. You on the line with your boy T-Row and your boy L Boogie, the host. What's going down? What's your name and where you calling from?
L Boogie, T-Row, what's up? This is Goob.
What's up with it? Who is this?
This is Goob. It's your boy. What's happening?
What's
your deal,
boy,
Goob,
on the line?
Straight out to Cleveland, Ohio, baby. GDA.
That's what it is. Goob, I know you've been checking out the show, man. Tell us what's up. What's on your mind, man?
Oh, man. I mean, y'all been talking about a couple different things, you know what I'm saying? Talking about my Browns, and I heard you talking about my Buckeyes right there. Woof. Woof.
Well, we're not trying to cut anybody low. You know, we just speaking the truth, man. It's the streets.
Oh, no doubt. That's all we do is speak the truth.
You
right.
Know what I mean? So what are your Buckeyes going to do? You back up Chinelli on what he was saying, the last caller. You know, I know you guys got a hot team, got a hot coach. But, you know, the it's on paper. Alabama got what? They got all the four votes, you know, all of the 462. I mean, they got 58
three
of the 62 votes. Yeah,
uh-huh.
So, I mean, and the other ones did go to Ohio State. I'll give you that. But coming off the sanctions and the – especially the type of year that you had last year, can you repeat that and now make it count worth what it's really meant to be counted for?
Right. Well, hey, look, Alabama, they was expected to get those votes, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knew it. Buckeyes come off a great season, 12-0. We got a lot to prove this year. And all my only concern is, are they going to be able to get up for each game? Because Like Boogie said, hey, they got a light schedule, so they can't go in there
right.
Tiptoeing, thinking that hey, this, you know, we got this. It's a cakewalk because somebody gonna come up and snap, sneak them, and you know, bust them in the mouth. So they
right.
just gotta be ready each game. You know, hopefully they'll be up, they won't be sleeping, because we all know
right.
It.
And it,
motherfuckers do fall asleep.
Yeah, and it'd be against the teams like Northwestern or Vanderbilt,
right.
Somebody who you really
do.
You know, team you really supposed to smash, and here you are in a tight game, double overtime, and you lose by a blocked field goal or interception, you know. Yeah,
right.
So, you know, you got to be ready, and hopefully, you know, I believe in Ohio State. They got a pretty good team, but, you know, Nick Saban team, his teams are always ready for the league, so – you always
mm-hmm.
got about 9, 10, 12 guys who come from Alabama that get drafted that are ready to start as soon as they, you know, go from one season to the next. So, you know,
right.
it's just different, man. But you guys are different too. You with Urban Meyer, everything is pretty good. And I just hope that you guys can, you know,
their
keep your head on.
Gonna be stopping the ball. Their biggest concern
right.
is be stopping the ball. You know what I'm saying? Defense. Stopping the opponents from putting it in the end zone, keeping points off the board. If they can do that, they'll win.
Can Braxton Miller win the Heisman Trophy this year?
Braxton Miller can win the Heisman Trophy. He cannot have a lesser year than he had last year. He can have a slightly better year than he had last year and win the Heisman. If Johnny Football could have won the Heisman last year, come on, man. I mean, he was a highlight. I really don't think he's all that good. He nice.
Okay.
I didn't think he was Heisman nice.
Me either.
Drink.
Speaking of Johnny, I'm not going to call him Johnny football anymore. I call him Johnny Money Manziel. Do you think he will be? Do you think he will be up under center against Rice in their opener?
Well, depending on how these allegations turn out, you know, if they don't speed up the clock, you know what I'm saying, and dig out more evidence, yeah, he'll be under center. He'll be under center.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think he's going to be the same football player because he's young.
Right.
He's got a lot of that all that media scur all in his head. Yeah, okay, you're on the gridiron now, but he's young. That stuff's still in his mind, you know what I'm saying? He's like a celebrity. I don't know if he can carry the torch.
Right, too much pressure. Now remember, you were under the grid the first year. Now we're about to see how really good you are because now we're going to game plan for you. So
exactly.
Yeah. So I agree. It's always that second time around. We know who you are now. So that what makes you great. We know who you are. We know where you're going with it, but we still can't stop you. That's what makes you great.
You know?
And I don't think Johnny, I agree with you, Ghoul. I don't think Johnny is good with all these distractions. If he does play, I don't think Johnny is going to be that effective.
Yeah, he's not going to be great football player.
It's going to be tough.
If he does, then he'll impress me. He'll impress me. If he does, then I'll be impressed.
Well, you know what? I understand where you guys are coming from, but sometimes just getting in between those lines take you to a whole another place. And when you're as talented as Johnny, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to get on that field, take that first hit, and everything goes away for at least 3-4 hours, you know what I mean? And when you're into the game,
right,
you know, you become that person who we come to love. And I just hope that he can continue to do it on the field because if he doesn't do it on the field, oh, man, you thought the media ate LeBron up. You just won.
Right.
We ready to kill you, little rich kid from Texas A&M. We ready to jump on your back, on your neck. So,
right. But
you know we'll see.
You're right. But you know what? As soon as he might step out there between the lines and ready to go, but when it's going downhill and he's making the bad passes and he's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not going right.
Yeah.
That's when he's going to start thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
When he's not Johnny Football on the field anymore. He's just regular Johnny.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, man. That's how it goes, man. Well, man, Goop, you know what, man? We appreciate the love, man. We got to take a quick commercial break.
Big up to Brooklyn, B.
Oh, appreciate it.
New fam in the house.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. DDA, baby. Hello, Brooklyn. How you doing?
That's what it is.
Right,
good. We appreciate the love, man. And get at us, man, every Monday and Friday. You know what it is.
One love.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie Down. You know, when we come back from the commercial, we got to talk to the big brothers, Big Brother Dale Moore and Big Brother Almighty. So, Big Brothers, hold the line when we come back from this instrumental. Oh, who's ever out there getting ready for the Freestyle Friday? I'm going to throw you an instrumental. So, L Boogie, get your mind right because I know you're coming in on it.
It's Shark Week.
Nice.
No doubt. Streets is talking. Oh, let's go. Time for our quest, baby. streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, as you see, the song fits us distinctively, man. We UGK of the sports world, man, the sports talk world. Underground Kings, man. We are the streets, man.
Street!
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. The streets is talking. www.blogtalkradio.com. Search by category sports. Search by streets is talking. For all our callers, if you want to go back and listen to yourself, hit that, and you can hear the show again, critique it, come back on Monday, and let us know what we messed up at or what we need to holler about in the streets. So, Ro, what the deal, man? I know we want to get to that asylum. I know we got people hollering, man. I know Dia and the old Almighty, they hollering, man.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. And we, you know, our two callers that always hit us, man, they've been holding on dealing, so we got to get right to it. So we gonna step in there side with Big Brother Al, because I know he's been banging off the wall. Big Brother Al, listen, where you at, baby?
What's going on? What's going on, T? What's up with y'all?
Man, we just chilling, man. Just kind of upset. Not really upset, but, you know, it's been a lot of things happening with this football. We happy football back. But, you know, it's just taking too long with this preseason stuff, man. We need to get to week one and see what the real deal going to be. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right, right. It ain't nothing but practice right now, man. You know what I mean? But let me get to what L. Meeks was saying about Tiger Woods right quick. Let's get this out the way.
Oh, yeah. Speak on it.
Tiger Woods has already won a major. He has another white woman. That's a major for him. Okay? He's already won a major. Let's get that out of the way, right? Let's get that out of the way. He already won a major. He has another white woman. Let's get that clearly out of the way, man. All right? So we can leave that. We can leave Tiger where he at, man. He already won that
major.
Okay.
I got you. I got you. I'm going to put that in the left pocket. I got you, Almighty.
Strength. Yeah, man, I don't know what it is, but it's just amazing to see what he did last week compared to what's going on this week, you know, and it just doesn't look good, man. Majors are far and in between for that guy. But
man,
anyway,
he has
enough
a major.
About Tiger. Let's get off Tiger, man, because we know Tiger ain't going to do nothing soon.
All right, my next topic, Charles Barkley. Listen to Dan Patrick's show yesterday. This guy has the audacity to say, I think he done transformed on it, man. He done went all the way white, man.
What's wrong with Charles Barkley now?
He says, he was talking about the Trayvon Martin thing. He said, why are we so mad? 95% of black people kill blacks, so why is we mad? These exact words, talk to Dan Patrick.
Man.
And he spoke on Michael Vick in Wally's World, Riley's World. Why are we so mad? Everybody get drunk and say something dumb sometimes. Are you kidding me?
Come on, Charles Barkley.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, if y'all ever get a chance, if they run that back, man, if you can find it on the internet, listen to that interview, man. Hey, if you can run it back. Listen to that interview. It was yesterday, man. Yesterday morning on the Dan Patrick show. I listened to it personally. Ain't nobody had to call me or nothing. I said, this dude done just... He done went Al Jolson on us, man. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you with Al Jolson on us, man. I just can't respect him no more. I listened to him. I listened to it. He said, black people need to stop.
Come on,
so,
man.
You know, yeah, he said it. Now, them Browns, they look great, don't they, hell? No, I'm trying to call them the
like
great
I
players.
Said, like I said, it's the preseason. Talk to me after week four or five. Then we got something.
Okay. I heard my man Tinelli on. I ain't seen Tinelli in a while.
Yeah, Tinelli was on there.
Yeah, he must have went to the dentist because he's talking a little better now. So tell him I said that. Tell him I said that.
He heard
that.
You. He just heard you.
You don't call my phone in a minute. yeah.
Oh, man, we got to try to rattle the cage and get Nelly on the comeback on that one. Oh, man.
He's over.
Now, are you concerned about the Browns holding out your boy Trent Richardson? Are you concerned about that?
All right, let me run it down to you. You know, I'm turning history of his backs. He always sits his backs out, his starting backs out in the preseason. He might give him a couple downs in the game, 4 or 5, but he always sits his start backs out the preseason. He always does. It's a history of it. With Danny and Emmett, all of them, he sits them out, man. He don't play them in that preseason. It's a history with Norm Turner. Nobody just thinks that. It's a history. Ain't no if, ands, or buts about it. Trent is perfectly healthy. Trust me. Y'all
did, Brandon Wheaton impress you last night?
Man, anybody gonna impress you in Norm Turner offense? You throw the screen. Listen to this. You throw the screen. You hit the tight end crossing. And then every now and then you go long. What's the big deal?
Right.
And hand the ball off. Right. It's no big deal.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
You don't put all
that dumb stuff in their head. You got to do this. You got to do that. Point this out. Point that blitz out. Just run the play. Everything will take care of itself. If this man move on this, this is where you hit this man at. If this man move on that, this is where you hit this man at. That's it. And then
right. You
throw that great screen. You see that second, you see that third down back we got, don't you? Looking real good.
Yeah. I'm going to say he was looking good. I can't think of his name right now. It'll come to
Lewis.
Me in a second.
Deion Lewis.
Yeah,
Lewis.
There you go. He got wheels.
Deion
I mean,
Lewis.
He hit the whole heart. And, you know, he run north and south. That's what you want out of your back. And if he can, you know, do the things and help Trent Richardson out, that's going to help you guys out a lot. Because, you know, it's good to have different style of back in the backfield.
Boy,
you know, so
just don't tear it
I think
up,
it'll
man.
Work out.
So, man, we go 12. We win 12 this year, man. Easy. You hear that? Did y'all hear that? 12. My man.
Man, who holding you hostage and got you talking out the side of your neck?
I am. I heard you earlier. I'm just following suit. You know what I mean? I'm just following suit, man. It's like both of us went to the dry cleaners, and I got my clothes second, man. That's all. How about
wow.
that?
Wow. What do you think about Michael Vick's performance? He went 4 for 6 for 94 yards and 1 touchdown to Deshaun Jackson.
That's a good game for Michael Vick. But what I heard you are crucifying him, but you got to understand, before he went to jail, Michael Vick wasn't the best quarterback. Michael Vick was the best football player in the NFL. That's a difference.
Right.
Remember that. That's a totally different.
No, he
man.
Wasn't.
He was the best
entertainer. He wasn't the
best
football player.
Best
he was an entertainer.
Player,
how can he be the best football player when the boy don't even pass over 3,000 yards? He don't even get to the playoffs.
Do he make his team win? Did he beat
his
team in the playoffs down there by himself? Yes. Do
he went two times in 8 years. He went two times in 8 years.
On his back? Did he lift a franchise
no.
out the dumps? Come on, man.
First $100 million contract, L Boogie. Come on, man.
You
I know
don't
without
know,
winning anything.
Mud, man.
Without
oh,
winning anything.
That.
L Boogie, you been, what's in your cup? Is it light or is it dark?
Hey, L.
I'm listening. Yeah,
you ain't been right since you cut all your hair off, man. I just meant to tell you that, man. You need to bring a special head look back, man, or something, man.
Don't well, tell him that, Big Brother Almighty. Don't tell him
I gotta
that.
Go there. I gotta go there, man. His antennas done went down on me, man. Flat out, man. His antennas done went down on me.
Oh,
ain't no way in the world,
man.
Ain't no way in the world.
He's been so disrespectful today. Quit being so disrespectful. I'm telling you, he talked to Stephen A. this morning. I'm telling you.
Well, I got it. I'm skipped today. I got it. I'm skipped today.
Listen to this. Michael Vick is nothing but garbage. NBG. I'm not crucifying. Look at it.
Man.
He went to one NFC championship and only won two playoff games. Are y'all talking about he was the best football player? Man, are you drinking that? I thought you only did that on Mondays, Al. I ain't know you did it the whole week.
Mike Vick is a game changer, man.
That don't matter. Listen. There's a lot of game changers, but they ain't the best player on their team. Jacoby Jones is a game changer. Is he the best player on the team? No.
Who?
Is he worth $100 million? No. Jacoby Jones, a game changer. It's a lot of guys who are game changers, but that don't mean they worth $100 million.
Hey, Al.
How you
doing, buddy? Congratulations.
Man.
But see... But see, I forgot, man. He went to see he down there on 71st, man. He out in the streets right now, man. He losing some of his thoughts, man.
That boy.
Man,
I don't know what's wrong with you tonight, man. I'm going to have to come get a sip of that what's in your cup, man. Cause
man, you've been out of Vegas.
Yeah.
You got a showgirl over there, man, or something, man. She writes stuff on her boobies, man. I'm telling you. I know it's a family show, but I had to say that, man. Wow.
Streets is talking, man. Big Brother Almighty, man. No doubt.
Golly, man. That's incredible, man. You're a hard man, L Boogie, man. T-Ro.
Yeah. Yo, he's been on one all day, man. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get back there so I can get to that cup, man. I'm trying to check the evidence,
that was my win one game by a field goal, T-Ro.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
You
know? You hear me?
He'll be all right, though. We going to get him right.
Yeah,
we
got
him right,
man. Hey, we might have to bring him.
You
might have to bring him to the hole, man. You know, down the hall. Chain him up, man.
The you know heat indoor. He need that coolness. The heat is 100-degree weather. It's killing him.
Give him a shot of Ritalin or something, man. You want to get food? Oh, good. Give him a shot of Ritalin, man, or something, man.
That's
hey, they got
what
them,
it is, man.
Hey, they got them codeine popsicles, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to tell you, you gotta eat one too. Talking about Cleveland gonna win 12 this year, so I mean, you know, I might be in the same boat.
So I don't know.
I'm with you though. I'm with you. I'm telling you, baby. Just remember, we can always go back and replay this.
Oh yeah, hey. We got to. Got to keep the
no
show
doubt.
Going. I want to hear what somebody else got to say. Tell Tenelli, I'm gonna holler at him. I see him at the doctor, man.
That's what it is. Yeah,
no
Big
doubt.
Brother Almighty. Yeah, buddy, L Boogie. You know, it's always good to holler at Big Brother Almighty. You know what I'm saying? And the other Big Brother, Delmar, hung up, man. So we're going to go to Delmar Jr., you know what I'm saying? We're going to check in with Delmar Jr. because he likes to talk about sports. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to check in with Delmar Jr. and see what he got to talk about because, you know, he be in them streets, L Boogie. You know, he cut from the same car.
Oh, yeah,
hello, my Junior. What's the deal, Delmar?
What's up, G?
What's going on? Welcome to the streets and talking again, man. You in the asylum.
No.
It's hot. I know you've been hearing the topics. What's on your mind this evening?
I can start off with the Browns game because I was in attendance. I was there.
Oh,
we got
somebody who was in attendance who can tell us what's up. Well, give us the rundown. What was the deal with your boy Brandon Wheaton? Did he look as good as he looked on TV last night?
It was so-so. It was so-so. I don't expect nothing major from the Browns anyway. because this is what they do. They get everybody hyped, and it's always the same results. But I can say, they did look good. I will give them that. The offense was moving the rock. They was moving the rock a lot yesterday. They was finishing their drives. They looked pretty decent. I will give them that. They looked better than last year.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you this. We've been talking about, you know, you got Chris Johnson from Tennessee Titans. You know, last year he was talking how he could be the best in the league, be better than Adrian Peterson and all this other stuff. And then last night he got a chance to shine and show what he could do. Were you impressed by what he was able to do last night? Do you think he's going to be back and have another breakout season?
I wouldn't say I was impressed because I'm never too impressed with preseason action. He got to show me what he can do all year round in the regular season and take his team to the playoffs and be big. Compare him being better than AP, he can't do that right now. He's not in that conversation. He's not in that conversation right now. AP on a whole nother level. But it was nice for him to showcase his skills, so he can still be in the conversation, show he still got it. That was A1. That was good of him. But I'm not impressed on preseason highlights. That don't impress me at all.
I feel you on that, nephew. That's what I'm talking about, man. L Boogie, we were talking about, you know, Kirk Cousins, the backup for RG3. Let me ask you this, young Delmar. Do you think Kirk Cousins is really putting on a performance to audition for another team, or do you think he's just a great fit for Washington to be the backup behind Robert Griffin III?
A little bit of both, because he's showing that he can step in and do his job. He can step in and make plays and do good, which is good for any team. Anybody needed a good backup quarterback. Him taking RG3's spot, that's not going to happen because RG3 is a playmaker. He can throw the ball, and that's the face of their franchise right now. But him doing that shows a lot, because that shows he can go to another team and maybe start. You had the same thing with Tom Brady back up. There's a lot of cats that do that in the league, and that's good for him.
Right, right. Now, I don't know if you heard the show a couple of weeks ago, but L Boogie, the host, had a great stat where there hasn't been a team who has won the Super Bowl to come and win and make the playoffs and have a playoff victory the next year since 2005. After looking at the Baltimore Ravens put up 44 points yesterday, do you think that Baltimore could break that trend to go back to the playoffs and then, you know, get a playoff win this year to make all the doubters, you know, take them serious this year?
I believe they have a great chance to do so. Because with all the losses they had, they was in doubt. A lot of people was in doubt about them, and because they lost a lot of players. But with them showing up and doing what they did last night, that was great. I believe they have a great chance to break that stat and get a playoff win. I do. I don't believe they're going to go back to the Super Bowl.
What up? Okay, what about – you can't see them winning the playoff game. What about your boy Geno Smith? He's in action tonight. You still believe in Geno? He's going to – when they break camp, do you think he's going to be starting week one?
Week one? I don't think he may not get week one. They gonna give it to Mark Sanchez, but I do believe by the middle of the season, before the season over with, he will start. They gotta get some help for both quarterbacks. Cause they have no receivers. But Antonio Holmes and he's a little bit injury prone right now, but they gotta get some help for them quarterbacks. But I do believe he'll eventually start before the season is over with.
Straight up B.O.B., turn it into a bag of bones, baby. Turn it into a bag of bones. Can't have that.
I got one last question for you, nephew, and I need to, and this is just, you know, bouncing something off your IQ. Out of the great first-year quarterbacks, you got Tannehill, you got Russell Wilson, RG3, Andrew Luck, Wheaton, you got five guys.
who's going to have the sophomore slump?
That's a good question. I like Russell Wilson. What you about to ask me? Go ahead.
My point is that out of those guys, who's going to have a subpar year? You know, because everybody like Cam Newton had a great first year, and then last year, his sophomore year, as they call it, the sophomore slump, he didn't do too well. So who do you think might, you know, get a chip in the armor this year after, you know, being so, you know, doing so well their first year and then coming down? Or you think all those guys are just going to stay on the level?
If I had to pick one, it'd probably be out of Tannehill and Andrew Luck. Only reason I say Andrew Luck, he got a lot to live up to. He had a great year last year. Great year, taking his team to the playoffs, and that's a lot to live up to for your sophomore year. That's a lot for him to live up to. I honestly think all them guys are going to be good.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Strength.
So let me ask you this, nephew: are we going to the Book of Eli? Is he going to flow for us tonight?
Oh, you already know how that go. My man, he on the line waiting right now. I'm just waiting for him to kill his freestyle Friday. And nobody else probably shouldn't even go after him. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to let him represent for himself and represent for UGC.
Underground Cleveland, I got you.
Yes, sir.
Man, there you have it. When we come back, we're going to talk about some entertainment. You know, we got the hip-hop twist. And then we're going to get into that freestyle. Man. Go to commercial right quick. Let's go, Ro. Man, streets is talking.
Man, put me on these niggas, man. Come on, nigga. Let's do it. I tried to let you pussy niggas eat. It's time to put your pussy boys to sleep. Pussy niggas always want to talk. I'm busy getting pussy like a fucking boss. I smell a pussy from a block away. Let's shoot them pussies from a block away. They wanna see a nigga in the cage. Baby mama garnishing a nigga wage. I just went and got the Chevy spray. Pussy nigga wanna scratch a nigga paint. Pussy nigga wanna see you fall. You know to bring them choppers when you see me call. I tried to let them pussy niggas eat. It's time to make you pussy boys extinct. I took a quarter key to Polk County. All my Central Florida niggas straight body. Broke down and brick them back in Bartow. Bell Glade box Chevy on my car phone. Jayville, I went and bought a condo. Back to the crib where I get it by the car loan. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My bitch stayed down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I went and got my bitch a very own salon. Get her hair through every day, do what the fuck she want. I started in a box Chevy. Now my watch a buck 80. I heard them same pussy niggas hating. Them killers come and stay patient. I made a killing milk in Okeechobee. I'm talking millions with that Okie dokie. Pop a molly, now that bitch sweat. Oh, is it just a nigga necklace? I tried to let your pussy niggas eat. I pray that all you pussy boys to sleep. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My bitch stayed down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I tried to let you pussy niggas eat. It's time to put your pussy boys to sleep. Pussy niggas always want to talk. I'm busy getting pussy like a fucking boss.
I started with a box Chevy.
Oh, yeah, we did it live. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. with my co-host T-Roy and Jewel's the G. I'm your host, L Boogie. Hey, get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15. I'm checking my Twitters and everything, too, man. It's popping. It's hot. Before we get to the freestyle, we got a couple things, like I said, bro, man. Beyonce didn't cut her hair. She didn't got the short look, the Halle Berry look, I call it, kind of. And then we got the young man. Man, the streets be talking, man. The streets be talking. There's a young man, and I'm not going to reveal his name, because that's not cool. But there was a young man let go from the church because he went to a Ricky Rose concert. The church fired him from being the pastor. Are you kidding me?
What?
They fired my man down in North Carolina. He was the pastor. He was 30 years old. He went to a Ricky Rose concert. If people don't know, that's Rick Ross. I just call him Ricky Rose. He went to the concert, and they fired him. They whacked him.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait. First of all, question number one, how old was the preacher? Was he like a 60-year-old preacher, 70-year-old, or was he a young preacher?
He was young. He about his prime. He was 3-0. He was 30.
What? So the church fired him because a 30-year-old pastor went to go see Rick Rose. Ricky Rose.
Huh? The congregation hit him with it.
Now, question number two. How did they find out he went to the concert? Did he tell on himself? Did he rat on himself? What happened?
You know when you smell the money.
Was it some other church members there at the concert that saw him?
That's what it was, bro. They saw him and said, let me snitch on him first before he snitch on me.
Snitches, that's what you're good for, telling on people.
My question to the world is, do you think that the pastor should have been let go from his congregation or from his church for going to a rap concert? Is that against the law in the book, in the book of John? I mean, what is going on? I rebuke you.
I believe that he was just out there trying to hand out prayer cards, letting them know where they can find it. It's a great church. Why not at a Rick Ross concert? I'm pretty sure it was about 18,000 people packing the stadium, and so he could have handed out 18,000 prayer cards. What's wrong?
And let me say this, no disrespect to the, you know, the working people of the world, but they know the night before they didn't went out to the club. That's just like going to the concert. And then they go to church the next day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They didn't want that young preacher preaching.
If Mace could kick it, and still make rap music and still be loved by the congregation, why can't my man down in North Carolina be the same way?
You know, that's crazy, man. I can't believe they fired my dude, man. I cannot believe they fired my dude, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know he probably drove like a Cadillac to the concert. You know what I mean? He probably had the roof peeled back. You know what I mean? That's how they do it in Florida, man. But, man, the fire, your youth, that's just crazy, man. You know? But, hey, I got another crazy topic since we on entertainment. You know what I dig? Let me ask you this. Did you hear about your boy Chris Brown passing out, having a seizure? And then when the medic people got there, he denied the treatment. He said, man, get up off of me. Let me go. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Down there in Hollywood, shaking it and breaking it, trying to, you know, rip it up on a song, but yet he pass out and have a seizure. And then when the people get there, he like, man, no, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? What's up with your boy Chris Brown? He trying to kill himself? He trying to knock himself off?
pressure bust pipes, man. The streets is talking. And you know, sometimes when you get all the limelight at a young age, I just hope that he doesn't turn into a shell and start getting surgeries and start turning himself into Mike, just into a cocoon, and we don't know who he turns to. He doesn't want any, he doesn't want any help. And you mean to tell me that you only, you know, you just had a seizure, you don't want any help? That baffles me. I think it's starting to get to him. I'm thinking paparazzis and, you know, one thing, all this money that they would say, sometimes it hurts more than it helps some of us.
Man, he better tighten up. He better get his act together. First I heard he's talking about he gonna retire from music because he can't stand the media, you know what I mean? And now here he is trying to kill himself. Man, at least he's not a cutter. He could be a cutter. Cutting his wrist, you know what I mean?
Streets.
Hey, we got to get to a couple more calls before we hit this freestyle, man. So let's go to our big brothers, man. You know, we got the big brothers hanging on the line from the Sports Officials. We got that brother T-Nick on the line. Big brother T-Nick, what's the deal, baby?
Hey, if you don't know, now you know, ninja. That's what Roddy Cooper told y'all. That's what Roddy Cooper told y'all. He would jump that fence and whoop all 10 of you. That's what he told me, you know.
I don't know what's going on.
Man.
I'm going to have to watch the game.
Man, I was watching the game tonight. Me and my wife were watching the game, man. Vic hit with the pads, and I told her what happened to him. She was like, you know, when he got hit by, like, my 3-4 people, you know, when he got up, she said, you know, they should have told him, take that, ninja. No, take that, ninja. No, that's what they should have told him. But let me tell you something. Let me run down the line right quick. First of all, I don't know who is the DJ, but that award tour instrumental from Tribe Called Quest, man, oh, man, my little 11-year-old came downstairs. He was boogieing to that right there. So, first of all, I want to give you a shout out to that, man. I want to give you a shout out to that. No, I got to go to Big Brother Al, okay? Big Al said it. Tiger already won a major. He already won that major with the white girl right now, okay? He won it. Big Al told you. Now, right now, he can't win one because it's mental. He's trying too hard. He is trying too hard to win one. You know, when it comes to a non-major, he just go out there and play. When it comes to that major, he's trying too hard, man. So, I don't know, man. I can't say what's going to happen with him. All right? But them Browns holding out T-Rich, that's a plus. Big Al Almighty already told you, man. That's what North Turner do. He sat at LT. Go all the way back to his Dallas Cowboy days. It's that Emmitt Smith. That's what he do. Okay? And for my caller who said I think it was the little young dude, Delmar. He called in and said the Browns get him hyped. The Browns don't get you hyped because we ain't been good since Bernie Kosar, okay? Football season gets you hyped. That's what gets
right.
You hyped, okay? But just know that. And while we on Delmar, let me tell him right quick, man. He was talking about CJ2K, man. And about AT. You know, Peterson is all day. He is what he is. The CJ2K is a little dude. But he young, man. He don't know that CJ2K ran for 2000 before Adrian Peterson did it. He did that before him. He's smaller than him.
Right.
Okay, this year he got a better line. You know, the Titans went out and they signed the high-profile right guard. They drafted Womack from Alabama to play left guard. You know, so he's going to be okay this year. Man. So, you know, pay attention to CJ2K if you will. Boogie. I got to touch you on Vic, man. I'm not going to say he was the best player before he went to jail, because before he went to jail, the best player in football was Peyton Manning, okay? But I'm going to tell you he was the best entertainer. I agree with you there. And he was like the Rock. He was the most electrifying player in the NFL with no help. He had nobody but Warwick Dunn.
He wasn't the best football player that year before he got the $100 million contract.
If you had to start your team that year before he got that contract, if you had to start your team, the Cowboys, would you take Peyton Manning from the Colts
or Mike Vick from the Falcons? Who you going to take, T-Row?
Yeah, you know who I would take, man. That's hands down, man. I mean, it'd only be right to take Peyton Manning, you know what I mean?
It's only right, but when Vick was on the field, you didn't know nothing about no Falcons, but all you cared about was you wanted to see what Vick did. I wanted to see what Mike Vick did. That's all you wanted to see. You know, so like I said, with Tampa Bay letting Warwick Dunn go, he was already done. Who was Vick throwing to? Who was his receivers out there? Anybody remember?
No, we don't.
From Buffalo. Peerless Price. What did he ever do? Nothing. Who else did he have out there?
He was priceless.
What you call him, Boogie? He was a bag of bones, Boogie. What you call him?
And he was a
bag of bones. Nothing but garbage. He was a bag of bones that was nothing but garbage. Right? So, you know, he wasn't the best at that time. You know, but he was the most electrifying entertainer in the NFL. I can tell you that. You know, I can tell you that.
I give you that. He was that.
Hey, Boogie gave off the quote, the Super Bowl champs back then, string they got going on with no win in the playoffs. Ravens ain't about to win no playoff game, man. You know, they came out first game geeked up. They was fired up. We can win without Ray. We can win without Ed Reed. Guess what? No, you can't. You can't win without Antoine Bolden. No, you can't. The second season is not the first season, okay? In the second season, you need your veterans. That's when it shows up in the second season. They don't have that right now, so they can forget that, man. Hey, Big Al, Geno got called off the field today with a twisted ankle. Just want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
Geno Smith, done deal.
Watch
your boys,
Zero.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
I'm watching your boys, T-Ro, them Cowboys. I don't know now, but I'm watching them. Just let me know.
Okay.
I'm watching them. Okay?
Three eyes, folks. You know you're good for two interceptions in the preseason, so don't worry about it.
It's okay. It's a preseason.
Preseason.
It's okay.
Right.
But just remember, everybody just got to remember, though, in that first quarter, the ones play against the ones. So everybody got to remember that. All right, just remember that. The pre-draft of Rick Ross concert, me and the wife, we're sitting here, we're listening to the show. You know, so the last little couple things, you know, I want to touch on, preacher going to the Rick Ross concert, like the first thing my wife said, is he there trying to save souls? I told her I hope so. Because if he's there talking about, I'm a boss, I pay the cost and all that, it's a different story. You know what I'm saying? It's a different story. Boogie, Beyonce, about her cutting her hair, the wife said it. As soon as you said it, the wife said she ain't cut her hair, she took a weave out. That's what she did. She took a weave out. Everything is good. Hey, everything is good. All I want to tell you, man, before I go, when the streets is talking, we told you when the show first started, it's like E.F. Hutton, everybody listen. And just one little nugget before I go, Randy Moss is now a commentator on Fox. So watch out for Randy Moss. Hey, what do you say? Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. Shout out to Randy Moss, man.
Sports officials, man, every Sunday, 1 o'clock. We ain't artificial. We official, man. Appreciate you having me on, fellas.
Man, you know what it is. Straight. That's what it is. Thank you for calling in, big brother.
Yes.
L Boogie. We got to jump into another caller real quick before we start this Freestyle Friday. She's been holding on the line patiently, and she wants to actually talk about, you know, about Beyonce's little haircut and also chime in on the preacher situation. So let's chime in with the caller real quick and see what she has to say. Hey, caller, welcome to the Streets is Calling, or the Streets is Talking. This is your boy T-Row and the host L Boogie. How you doing this evening? What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Ty. I'm calling from L.A. Hi,
hey, L.A. in the house. That's
hey,
what's
L. Boogie.
Up.
What the deal, cousin? Man,
hey.
I got family everywhere. Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just want to say something real quick. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, tell me what's on your mind about the Beyonce haircut. Did she just pull the weave out like the last caller said, or did she really get a haircut?
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, I just want to say that she looks, first of all, she just looks fabulous, right? But still,
okay.
I don't think it's going to last. It's like, it's not Beyonce. What's up with that? What is she going through? Is it because, you know, she got her hair caught in the fan last week? Is it because she just had a baby and she's trying to be more? I don't, what is up with it? I need the hair. I need the flow in, the swing in. What's up with that?
Right.
It's not going to last. It's not going to last. She's going to throw the weave back in next week.
Say the weave goes back in after 7 days.
Well, I mean, one of them. Oh, Beyonce. Okay. And then I just wanted to say something about the preacher. Okay? Okay. Oh. You can't be a hypocrite. If you're going to be a role model, be a role model. If you're going to lead, lead the church. But you can't go back and forth. And no, I don't think he should have been fired. He shouldn't have been fired, but he can't be a leader in the church. It's like, which one are you? Do you want to go out and party, or do you want to give the word? I mean, what is it?
So let me ask you this, Cousin Ty. Do you demote him from the preacher to a deacon?
I mean, okay. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't go up and like lead the church in Bible study because I like to go out and have a drink or two every now and then and, you know, have some fun or whatever. But I just don't think that he should have the position of leading the church if he wants to go out and do these other things. I don't think there's anything wrong with what he did, but I just also think that you can't – you got to be one or the other. If you're going to lead, lead, you know?
There's qualifications.
Right.
There's things you have to do to be that preacher. There's certain criteria that you have to follow to do what he does. And like you said, if you're going to be that, then be it. If you want to kick it and do that, then I don't think you signed up for the wrong position.
Right. Oh. Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to get that out and tell Beyonce she looks great, and I can't wait to see her hair again because I like the cut on her. It's cute and everything, but it's just not Beyonce. What do you guys think? Oh, we may have cut.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Ty?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, my thing
is,
she's just natural beauty, so it's going to look nice. My thing is, I don't need the youngins thinking that, oh, since Beyonce cut her hair, I'm going to stop wearing weave and think that all of them going to look cute with short hair. It don't work like that.
It just doesn't work. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. So that's just... my thing is that, you know, we have, like you say, people, they follow these figures, and they follow Beyonce, they follow the pastor, so he's sending mixed messages. And like you said, with Beyonce, I wonder, was she just cutting off the Magna Carta from the album, or was she, you know, getting ready to prepare for something coming up that's going to be cold, but I don't know. But, you know, she can patch it up. They got the best musicians in the world. It'll be back in a week.
She can patch up in no time. I mean, weave, whatever. Whatever, Beyonce.
Man.
Thanks for having
me
on, guys.
Hey, we
no
love
doubt.
You, but we appreciate the love. And just keep holding the line, and you can check out Freestyle Friday. We got about 15 minutes left, so hold the line and check us out.
Thank you.
Shout out to Ron and Cameron, man. That's my little cousin, Cameron, man. Shout out to Ron, man. Oh, man. Listen, man.
L Boogie, check this out. Before we go to Freestyle Friday, man, we got to pull in Sis, because, you know, Sis be on the dish when it come out about this entertainment news. So we got Sis on the line. Sis, what's going on? You want to talk about what's going on with the preacher at the concert?
At the Ricky Rose thing?
You cannot be at the concert on Saturday night saying Rose, and then on Sunday talking about praise the Lord. You can't do it. You just can't do it. There is no way I'm going to take you serious, Pastor, whoever you are. And what I read up on is that this is his second violation. quote unquote. They call it a violation. He went to a Lil Wayne concert 9 months ago. He got caught up doing that. So he just
he's kicking it.
How many telegirlfriends do he have?
I'm sorry, but I am about to be paying you no tithes so that you could be taking my money, getting your concert tickets. I'm not doing it.
And Papa Rose and Rose.
Backstage passes and everything. Thank you. I owe this to the church.
And so really quick on the whole Beyonce thing, I think everybody pretty much hit on it, because I was really going to say, once she got that hair caught in that fan, it was a wrap. She was like, I know how to fix this problem.
Cut it all off real quick.
Yeah, but let's not even go there with the cut. It's no cut. This woman has been wearing weave since she came out the womb. You have never seen Beyonce with her natural hair. When they first came out, she was wearing braids. Then she went to the long weave, you know, and then when she do the movie, she wear a little quick weave or wig. You have never seen this woman's real hair. So at the end of the day, it could be that once she finally let that scalp breathe, all that dead hair came up out of there, and her beautician was like, oh, no, boo-boo, we got to cut this.
Straight.
Because you look a mess.
That's what happened.
but you know, I'm biased when it comes to the shortcut, because, you know, I've been short for many, many, many years. So I think she pulled it off really nicely. But she better not grace the stage with that short dude. You better not even do it. Don't even try it.
Oh, man.
What?
I was looking forward to that.
Don't grace the stage with that hair. It won't be the same. It won't be her. That's not her.
It won't be Sasha Fierce?
No, she's going to be Sasha. Who the hell are you?
Well, don't even have fans. It's something new, just like I went from the brush waves to the ball head.
Oh,
we're not going to go there. We ain't going there.
There's something in his cup, I'm telling you. I don't know what
they might as
tonight.
Well not even have them big old fans on the stage, because only reason why she had them fans is to blow her hair. So if she's going to be getting up on the stage with that short old hair, don't even have the fans.
There you
have
it.
That's all I'm saying.
Sis, you know we appreciate the love. We're running low on time. We got to get this Freestyle Friday jumping off.
All right.
You know we can holler at you on Monday. You know where to find us, baby girl.
All right. Love y'all.
Congratulations on your great niece today.
That's what it is. My bad. I already muted her, man, because we got 9 minutes, L Boogie. You gonna start the Freestyle Friday? I'm get it cracking. Eli the Don, keep holding, baby. You getting ready to come in? Skeeter Moore, I see you. Salute to you, Nard Park. That's how we about to get it in. You ready to do this, L Boogie? You need a commercial break, and then we come back and do the damn fool.
You know what, I'm going to go in right quick, because you know the show got to keep going, so I'm going to just do a minute right quick. So let's do it. Oh, man, you know it's the streets, and I had to come tough because you know it's Shark Week. All these cats be tripping because they sitting on my pee, and I don't know why I sprayed these motherfuckers with my skinny physique, and all these niggas be tripping because Boo Meeks got peeps. And let's get back to the city because I act like I'm Puff. And I ain't tripping because I run my block and it's called Huff. These guys be wanting to shoot me, but they can't body. When they bury me, put me in Lacoste. I don't want no Versace. Oh, man, let's go. And I'm kicking it with my amigos. And what's up to my co-host named T-Ro? And, man, all I'm going to do is shit on these cats. I don't give a fuck because I'm going to hit you with my baseball bat. It's going to be aluminum because I'm coming with my steel. I'm a banana, and I love to eat you when I peel. Oh, I'm through, man. I can't even quit, man. I'm out, man. Hey, sis, I'm going to sell 2 albums on that one now.
<That's>, 2 albums, nigga. I got you one there. You go sell 3, because I'm about 2 copies myself. Streets. That's what it is. All right, well, let's jump on into it, man. We'll jump into Skeeter Moe, Jiggy Johnson III, and then we'll jump into Eli the Don to close it out.
Yo, Skeeter Mo Pippin, what's the deal, baby?
Man, what it do, what it do?
Oh, man, just chilling in the heat with the palm trees and feeling all good. Got this something in a little cup, you know what I mean? How you feeling today?
Man, you know I'm chillaxing, man, on the main line. Just came from daddy's house drinking that dead head.
That's what I'm talking about. He will put you on the track on that one, boy, I tell you that. That's what it is. Well, man, you know what it is, Keita Mo Johnson, Chicken the Third. It's Freestyle Friday. We know we always can find you on this set. So, man, whenever you're ready, man, peace us out with it.
All right. Was you going to put on the beat or you want me to just go ahead and rock something?
I mean, the only instrumental we got is Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. That's the only instrumental we got right now. So if you want to jump off of that, I mean, you can. If not, I mean, it's up to you. You can do what you always do. You let me know.
I ain't the one to bite on nobody else or something. So, you know what it is, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the Third, man. Norah Park's finest, man. You heard? I'm like the Nike swoosh. I do it. Love some good music. Fake niggas getting the Chris Brown, the deuces. With no excuses, I gotta go harder. My money game dumb, but my hustle game smarter. Our father, thanks for all the chips. Got bitches steady plotting, trying to sink the ship. A hooper crip, well equipped with the pistol grip. Wrong hood plus that dough equals a pistol whip. Simple science and mathematics for cash addicts. I'm the one and the number two. Fucking faggots, mean I'm the shit in the pot. And the PP, you niggas couldn't touch Lil' Keith if you was PP. I'll show you still body ducking. Bust a couple of jocks, got niggas hiding and ducking. The niggas bitch made sweeter than Nantucket. My switchblade ready, and nigga, I'm like, fuck it.
Ooh, wee!
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now. I'm hearing you. Hey, it must have went
I
back
think
out.
You are.
Hey, there you go. I'm back in. I'm in like Flynn. Skeet them up. What's up with them Cowboys down there? You watching the game? What's going on?
Man, you know, I'm up in the laboratory, baby, down there doing the homework, so I ain't want to bother, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what it is. Keep it in the studio, Pippin. That's how it always is down there with a little something. I know coming from Dad's house, I know you had to have something in your cup that was right. So that's what it is, man. We appreciate the love. You know, tell my sis, I said, what's happening? You know what I mean? Big up to North Park. North Park represent all day long, 5,000 block for those that don't know. Skeeter Mo, much love to you, baby. You know what it is.
And you know this, man. Hey, one little maximum respect, man. I'm out.
All day long. All right. L Boogie, we about to bring the youngster, UGC, Underground Cleveland. They call this young fella Eli the Don. Yo, Eli, where you at, baby?
What's goody, man? What's good with y'all?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Hot like it always is on this Friday, man. So, you know what it is. Whenever you ready to do your thing, put it down like you get down.
All right, got you. Range Rovers, Rolls Royces, major sauces, made bosses, riding around in twin Porsches, exhausted, fully loaded Glock with the heat soaring, major endorsements, coming straight from the office, I'm coughing from the frostbite of the extortion. You taking losses while we in the state of some boss shit. I play you something like a mental joystick. When the force hit, living life just ignoring the dumb shit. We the enforcements, touring with legit performers, couple of the earth, guess what a 60 from me worth? My network, bullet heat seeking, make your neck jerk. Put in work like ASAP Ferg, nigga, you'll get murked. You niggas like bitches, never know when I bust. Leave you slumped somewhere stuck, comatose in the trunk. Me and my G's fatigued up, army down to the socks. Holes all up on my cock, cause they come in a spot. Blow up your block, cruising down the hood of the streets. Screaming out the sunroof, nigga, UGC. CLE, I'll rep till I DIE. But never mind these niggas, I'll just mind my biz, not E.
Woo. Eli the Dumb, boy. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in, man, because I needed that, Eli the Dub.
Boy, you already know.
You, man, you tell, I'm going to have to check your birth certificate. Because, boy, you and Delmar be talking to sports and you be rapping the street. Man, I'm going to have to check y'all birth certificate. Y'all a little bit older than what y'all represent. But that's what I'm talking about, baby. Way to do your thing. Keep your street cred up. Hell Boogie, where you at, baby?
Oh, man, I'm right here, man. You know, I'm on the other side of that plexiglass, man. You know, we still in the streets, man. And I want to give a shout-out to my man, Mo Green, man. He down in ATL right now. Shout-out to you, Mo, baby. Thanks for listening in. The show is Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 9 to 11. Man, we're going to go out on the outro roll with my man, Finesse, representing GME, which is Gold Mine Music Empire. So we're going to go out with that. And you got a quick shout-out you want to give, one or two. We only got a couple minutes, so we're going to go out with Finesse. Anything you got to say before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is, man. Shout-out to all the callers who check in with us every Monday and Friday. Big ups to everybody who called in this evening. Big ups to Jewel, to G. Big ups to the fam. Want to say what's up to you, Wack. I see you, baby. Anthony Cowell, D. Pope. I see you all. Skeeter Moe, Eli the Don. Way to close it down. Sports officials on Sunday. Check them out, 1 o'clock. T-Nick, the original sportscaster. You know what I'm saying? They get it in, they get it down. And it's your boy T-Roll. G-Wells and G, I see you, baby, all day, every day. L Boogie, once again, hot, baby, hotness.
No question. I see you Monday, man. We only got a minute or so to go, so let's end it on with my man Finesse. Oh!
Father, forgive me, for I come to you in the form of a sinner man with good intentions. Free mind, free spirit. GME. Go, man. My yesterday woke up this morning with nothing but pain inside of a mirror. I knew that my karma was coming, I just wish that I would be able to hear it. But my picture, it couldn't be clearer as the image I saw in the mirror reflected the night that I stood on that corner employing the people that geared us. Some people call them a lick. Some people call them a note. Some people call them a drop. I call them the people who never had hope. And I'm guilty of giving them poison, but my innocence left with an L. So instead of me going to school in the morning, that gave me intention to fail. And with my action, caused absence, and the principal had me expel. I said, fuck school, you can't eat a book and everything at home, it tastes stale. No food was never the problem, but the food I thought was so real. That when I bit into it, it tastes raw. But that's just life when you gotta pay bills. And I'm prepared for the changes, but nothing really changes. When the truth is, every resolution has a problem there to change it. You see, the problem makes equations, and every chapter has its pages. And if you read between the lines, you can understand more of why I'm saying this. All I'm saying is,
I understand that's probably gonna sin again. I said, Lord, forgive me. I say, the things I don't understand. Sometimes I think I need to be alone, smoking Joe. Yeah, this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
Yo, man, that's the streets is talking. Finesse, produced by DJ Steph. It's your boy, as usual, T-Row, L Boogie, Jewel's the G. See you on Monday. Oh, let's go.